Hello, hello. We are in Nashville for this episode of Behind the Scenes with Sis and Liz, except for it's just Liz this time. Sis is still in Elk City. She's working at the store, but I am recording with my cousin and bride-to-be, Tessa. So we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk all the Nashville stuff and talk a little bit about her upcoming wedding and maybe have a little secret about some bachelor stars that may or may not be staying in our hotel. So, and we might just talk Big Brother. We may just get into it. So, without further ado, Tessa?
Hello!
Okay, so we have been in Nashville for one whole day now, and we drove here yesterday from, well, they drove from Canadian, Texas, and then we came from Elk City, and it was a 10-hour drive, so that was fun. Well, actually, we drove from Oklahoma City, so it was a 10-hour drive from there. Mm-hmm. But it was a really pretty drive, very green and pretty.
Very green.
And then we got into town, and we did not waste any time. We got ready, and we went out honky-tonking in Nashville.
Honky-tonking.
And so it was a lot of fun. We met another bachelorette party. We just kind of did, like, the bar hopping thing, just went downtown to all the bars and listened to live music, and we ate at Margaritaville, and it was a lot of fun. Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah. It was lots of fun.
She had a little too much fun, probably, but that's what it's for.
No way.
And then today, we slept until about 3.
Whoop.
And then we got up, and we went... What did we do again?
Technically, we didn't sleep till 3.
No, we just laid around.
Yeah.
What did we do? I forgot.
We went to the country.
Oh, yeah. We went to the Country Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm, that.
It's connected to our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun. And then we went and ate at Jason Aldean's.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and walked on this really pretty bridge and took some pictures. So I'll post those pictures one day for you guys. And then we just went and got ice cream and came back to the hotel for a little bit. Mm-hmm. May go honky-tonk later.
Yeah.
But we're having a lot of fun, and Nashville is really, really cool. It's like a more chill Vegas and not as big and not as many people. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fun. There is still a lot of people here. And also, we found out that Colton and Cassie from The Bachelor are staying at our hotel.
Haven't seen them yet.
We haven't seen them, but we just missed them when we pulled in yesterday. Yeah. Our car hop guy, what is it, valet driver?
Yeah.
He told us that they literally had just left and we missed them, but they didn't have bags with them, so he said that they were probably still staying the night. So
we've been on the lookout, but we have not had any luck.
No, we haven't. We might see them, though. And if we do, Tessa's going to fangirl and take a picture with Colton.
Of course.
But, so that's where we're at right now.
We also have not seen any other famous people.
Yeah, we have not seen anybody famous yet. But, maybe. We're getting
maybe
there.
Before we leave.
We were really hoping that Caitlin Bristow would be here. But she's not. She's in Canada. So that's sad.
That is sad.
What else were we going to talk about? What's your favorite part of Nashville so far?
Everybody's so nice.
Yeah. Our hotel, like, the people, like, literally open the doors for you as you walk in. So mm-hmm. it makes you feel really important.
Mm-hmm.
And then in all of the bathrooms and the bars, there's, like, this lady there. And
not the same lady.
No.
But, yeah,
but like,
a lady
there. And she'll, like, squirt this soap in your hand. She'll give you some perfume, deodorant. What else did she have?
Lotion. Hand you a paper towel.
Yeah. So that also is pretty fancy. Never
yeah, even in the
seen that before.
Even in the crappy bars.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. So they probably just sit there and judge girls all night long.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I'm sure they see a lot of interesting stuff.
I'm sure.
Saw
a couple of other bachelorettes.
Oh, yeah. We met some other girls last night. They were a lot of fun. We texted them today, but they didn't text us back. They hate us now. They were only friends with us because they were drunk. But they were a lot of fun, though.
Where are they from? Florida.
Yeah, they're from Florida.
Her wedding was October 12th.
Yeah. She said that she was going to pick the 26th or whatever, but something happened.
Oh, really?
Like the venue is booked or something? Yeah. Oh. I heard her tell you that.
Oh.
But let's see what else. Tomorrow, we are planning on going to the pool and checking out our rooftop pool. I wish you guys could see it.
I have to wear my hat.
There's a rooftop pool and there's like a little bar outside of it. It's really cool. So we're going to go. It got really busy today and we were already kind of tired. So we just decided to wait till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then what else are we going to do tomorrow? We just talked about going and walking around, going to the gulch. Yeah.
And then that breakfast place.
Yeah, Biscuit Love. Cicely told me to eat at Biscuit Love, and she reminded me like 3 or 4 times, so it's a must, I guess. Yep. And everybody kind of raves about it. And we were going to drive around and like maybe look for places to like take pictures. Like Nashville just has a lot of really cool backdrops for pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to try that out and then just live it up on the last night.
Yeah.
Because we're coming home Sunday.
Yeah.
But we are staying at the Omni Hotel. It's super nice. We really like it a lot. Yeah, very pretty. Oh. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm excited about the pool.
Yeah, the pool's going to be a lot of fun.
For sure.
So, do you want to talk Bachelor in Paradise or Big Brother?
Oh, man.
Totally up to you.
Oh, man.
Because we're going to talk about one of them.
Probably Big Brother, because I'm not 100% caught up on Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay, so Big Brother, you're caught up on that. And we don't know what happened.
Except to Thursday's episode, obviously. I didn't see because we left.
Or Wednesday's. I didn't see Wednesday's.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see Wednesday either because we left Wednesday.
We know that Holly is the HOH right now.
Yeah, yes, second time.
Yeah, and it's like prank week. Yes. So, I'm...
Oh, and who got picked? I already forgot.
Nick is the prankster.
Yes.
He gets to choose a nomination and she gets to choose a nomination. So yep. I'm interested to see what happens with that.
And if somebody gets taken down, doesn't he get to pick the replacement?
Yes.
So
actually, nominations already came up because it was Christy and him.
A lot of power.
That were put up.
Yes, because I remember thinking, Holly, he has it. Oh, yeah. Man, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So I'm interested to see what happens when we get home. But
same.
Who is your favorite player? Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, honestly, I love Cliff.
Oh, Cliff is really funny, but he's really not doing a lot for me.
Yeah,
and his HOH, he was listening to everybody else and didn't make his own moves, so that kind of upset me.
But I think that is his move alone.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Like Casey last season, she just stood on the back end and was friends. She didn't want to cut any ties with anybody because of the jury house.
Yeah.
So you can't... You know, so I think that might be his play move, and he's not going to get on anyone's bad side.
Do you really think he'll make it to the end?
I don't really know, because he's obviously not very competitive.
Right.
But he's won a lot of comps that I didn't think he'd win.
True.
He is an engineer, so he's a petroleum engineer at that, so he's pretty smart.
I cannot stand Christy.
Me
cannot
either.
Stand Christy.
And I thought they were going to take her off, but they kept her.
Yeah. But she's up again this week. But I'm just upset, like, whenever they were making such a big deal about Kat and Holly knowing each other, but then Christy and Tommy know each other. And mm-hmm. So I was like, that makes no sense, but whatever.
And Christy and Tommy know each other way more than, like, Kat and Holly
Yeah,
does.
Like, Christy was dating his sister.
Exactly.
Or something.
Yeah.
And so, it's just annoying to me. But I do like Tommy, and I think he's playing a really good game.
Yeah. Yeah, he's so cute.
And I didn't like Jackson at first. But Jackson's kind of growing on me. I kind of like him now.
I mean, I do, but he's, he's kind of mean, honestly.
He's a little bit mean. And I did hear that, like, he broke up with Holly for a couple of nights because she told him that she didn't want to have sex anymore because they were on, like, television, like, live feeds.
What?
And so he, like, broke up with her for a couple days, but they're back together. So
I didn't even know they were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
On TV.
It's just live feeds, though. That would see it. It wouldn't be like America that saw it.
Right, but still.
Yeah.
People can still see it.
That's still
like,
weird.
You know there's a camera on you. Why would you do that?
Yeah. So.
Wow, I did not know that. That's crazy.
Very interesting.
Very.
I
wonder if Jack and Sis are hitting it off in the jury house.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that because...
if they stay together.
Like, for some reason, I had heard that he was into Christy. And then when he found out that she was into girls, he, what? Like, switched to sis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why...
I really do think Christy is... I mean, she's pretty... I think she's pretty.
Oh, she is really pretty, but she's annoying and she cries all the time.
She cries all the time.
I'm so over her crying. I'm ready for her to go.
Yes. And not to mention that she opens her mouth up all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they have not been able to keep, you know, what's it called? You know, the, when they have a group.
Oh, an alliance.
An alliance, like a secret at all.
Yeah.
Like, if there's been an alliance, there, somebody out of the alliance knows about it.
Exactly.
Or, like, last season, I feel like there was legit alliances that, Tyler had, you know, that
the
nobody
six,
knew.
The,
yeah.
What were they called?
I don't remember.
I don't either, but they had that final six, and they made it to final six mm-hmm. because that's how strong their alliance was.
Yeah. But this one, no. And Christy opens up her mouth so easy.
It does make this season more interesting to watch because it is that way.
That's true, too.
But I do agree that none of them have really played a loyal game except for Jackson and Holly together. And that's just because they're in a showmance. But they've been pretty loyal to each other.
Yeah. And Christy and Tommy.
Yeah. And Cliff and Nicole are kind of an alliance because they're pretty loyal to each other. And they kind of leave Jess out. And I forget about Jess.
I always forget about her.
And I'm ready for her to go, too, because I don't think that she's a very strong player.
She's annoying. I don't like the way she talks.
I don't like her, and I also don't like Nicole that much either. Nicole and her birds, I'm annoyed with that.
I know.
But whatever.
I feel bad for Nicole.
Yeah. So I see probably, I can see Tommy winning this season, and I can see the final two. If Christy gets by this week, I can see the final two maybe being Christy and Tommy.
No.
I can see it. Tommy hasn't really made anybody upset.
If she gets by this week, though, she's not going to have enough votes to stay. They'll eventually get her out. Because, Cliff
would
vote her out.
That's to say if she's not HOH. Or if Tommy's not HOH. Because, you know, he's not going to put her up.
Yeah.
And now she's trying to work with Holly and
Jackson. Oh, Zingbox coming back.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's my favorite part.
I know. I do like him.
Zingbot. And then I'm sure double eviction's coming up pretty soon, too.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I'm surprised, what they've incorporated this, you know,
this
season has been fun. Like,
yeah.
The one that I liked best was the pie.
Yeah.
Because even in the middle of the night, they had to go get him.
And
oh,
pie
him
in the face. That was awesome.
And Tommy was like, what? You know, and it's pitch black, but we could see because of the cameras.
Yeah.
Our nightlife or whatever.
Yeah.
That was funny. But yeah, and then the, Tommy had to report and do, what did he have to do? Like lightning or the speed of sound.
That
would be
annoying. I forgot what he was called, but I do remember that.
Yeah.
And that would be annoying, too.
Yeah, that'd be
annoying. Do you remember, I think it was last season, somebody had to, go around and read Shakespeare, all throughout the night. And I want to say it was Angela. I don't remember. I just remember that
happening. I still follow her and Tyler.
I love them.
On Instagram.
They're a really cute couple.
Mm-hmm, and I like Casey, too.
I did not see them lasting.
Me neither, but they really have.
They have a year now.
Was that the only showmance?
Yes. I don't remember who all was on last season, except for the six.
Yeah, same. I don't even know if I remember that many.
Yeah. Isabel is also here with us, which is one of our childhood friends. She grew up with us.
Hi.
Do you watch Big Brother?
I do not.
You're so lame.
I don't have cable.
Oh, yeah.
I live like a pilgrim.
If you guys don't watch Big Brother, you really should start watching Big Brother because it's really a pretty good show. Like, it's a game show, but it's a good one.
I got my dad and Janie watching it.
My whole family watches it. I mean,
well, actually, Janie had already started it. Her and Mary Jane always have watched it, but then us together, and then of course Brett watches it with me, but we all got dad to watch it,
He's still not 100% on board. I think he secretly likes it more than he...
Yeah.
More than he
likes. My brother and Kara watch it. Even Tucker kind of watches it a little bit.
Aww.
Unless it's, like, inappropriate, then he won't. But... and then I watch it. Devin won't admit that he likes it, but he likes it. and he also likes The Bachelor. He's always, like, griping at me for watching it, but I think he likes
it. Yeah, but so. They secretly like it. You know they do.
Yeah.
Brett actually, he loves it. He'll tell you he loves it.
He was excited that Colton and Cassie were staying at our hotel.
Yeah, he was when I called
Brett
him.
Is also, Brett is her fiance, and Brett is also on his bachelor party this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So he went, him and his groomsmen went to Dallas.
Yep.
So they're probably having a lot of fun.
Playing golf and stuff.
I'm sure they're having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've not talked to him since yesterday when we got here and I told him Colton and Cassie were staying.
Yeah. They're really weird. They don't talk to each other when they're on trips so that they can allow each other to have fun.
Yeah.
Me and Devin are total opposite. He like wants to call me every 5 minutes and I want to text him, make sure he's okay, tell him I'm okay kind of thing. But anyway.
No ways.
We did order room service this morning. We're totally off the topic of Big Brother already. sorry, guys. I got sidetracked. So Big Brother, back to that. Oh, my gosh. That is so cute.
What?
Isabel has covered herself with pillows. I really don't know what's happening.
R.I.P.
But anyways, so... That's our predicted winner, so we'll see what happens.
No, but then you said something. You were going to say something about ordering room service.
Oh, I was just telling them. But I think
you already forgot.
Yeah, I was just telling them that we ordered room service.
Oh, yeah.
Tessa didn't eat any of her food.
No.
It really wasn't, like, the best food I've ever had, but it wasn't terrible.
Honestly, those, I did like, I got, like, a breakfast sandwich with eggs, cheese, and sausage. And everything was homemade, like, even down to the biscuits. Like, you can tell. And the sausage patty. Like, everything was homemade. But they, like, drenched the eggs and cheese.
Yeah.
Like, and it was...
Way too much.
Bleh. Yeah, it was not very good. So, ooh. Or it was just, like, it was, like, a whole lot. And I've already killed my diet, but that just...
Not doing it.
Yeah. It was just wasn't
at Jason Aldean's. I got the Jason's mac and cheese and it was so good.
And it was like mac and cheese with the white good cheese and then it even had chicken in it.
Yeah. It was like beer shredded chicken or something like that. It was so, so good.
It was good. And I got the Jason filet, I think is what it was called. And, like literally the most tender steak I think I've ever eaten.
So if you guys are in Nashville, you definitely need to try Jason Aldean's Bar and Grill.
For sure.
It's a rooftop bar, by the way. So it's a lot of fun. But we did go there last night. I forgot about that because we went up there and we looked over the bar or the rooftop thing.
Yeah, that's another thing about Nashville is like legit every bar on Broadway has like 2 or 3 stories. So
yeah.
They go up, not out. And they're
all packed.
Yeah, like shoulder to shoulder. And most every single one of them has a rooftop bar, which is cool.
And every single one of them does have live music. Mm-hmm. We didn't go in one that didn't have live music.
Every single one. Which makes it really fun because then you can sing along and just do that.
Yeah.
Although Jason Aldean, that bar, did you read that? It said live music. Up until 9:30 p.m., like 11 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. And then at 10 p.m. until close, which every bar doesn't close till what, 3?
Yep.
3 in the morning. But, so 10 to close at Jason Aldean's is a DJ.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't go back after. Far. Yeah, we didn't. We did not make it that far. We came back
about 10. But we also drove 10 hours yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
So we were just exhausted.
We were tired.
I mean, Tessa was drunk. Not our fault. But, anyways, we're going to try out some other stuff tonight, though. Tessa wants to go karaoke.
Yes.
So we're going to try that. And then like there was a couple other places that we wanted to try. There's this place called Tootsie's that, like, a lot of the, now famous country music artists kind of started there.
And lots of history.
Yeah. So we wanted to check that out and see how that was, there was another place you wanted to go.
Catty Ugly.
Yeah.
So because I watched the movie this past week.
So we're going to try that. And hopefully try to make it a little bit longer downtown, not get as tired and worn out and want to come home and go to bed. But, yeah. And then, but we do need rest for tomorrow, for our big day tomorrow.
And to go to the pool.
Yeah, we're definitely going to the pool. Our pool is so cool. I wish I could show you guys. Like, I'm trying to explain it, but I wish I could show you.
Yeah, for sure. Because maybe they'll see pictures.
Yeah. So, wedding planning. Your wedding is October 26th.
Mm-hmm, coming fast.
And she has the, like, best venue. It's so pretty. What kind of, like, food are you going to have? Like, what's the vibe going to be?
It is barbecue.
Barbecue, I love barbecue at a wedding.
Mm-hmm, because it's, like, the chick, like, the, like, Joanna's, like, it's not country theme. Like, you know, pretty much what everybody's doing now, but I love it so much. So, like, the barn with the lights and stuff like that. And so I thought barbecue went really good with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to do barbecue. I think it has, like, brisket, smoked sausage, coastal, maybe. Just, like, that side stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be good.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of dancing at your wedding.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I got to meet with a DJ in a few weeks to actually talk about all that.
What is your least favorite part about wedding planning?
People trying to tell me what to do. And how to do my day.
I feel ya.
Yeah.
Tessa did a really good job at being my maid of honor. She, like, if I asked her an opinion, she'd give me her opinion, but she'd also be like, it's up to you. Like, mm-hmm. You do what you want to do. So.
Yeah. And there's been some people, you know, try to tell me what I should or should not do. So. And I like opinions, you know. I always
want
feedback, but not a pushy feedback.
Yeah. Like, no, I feel you.
You know, so that part hasn't been fun, or dealing with that kind of stress and stuff.
So let's flip it. What's your favorite part?
Oh, man.
Cake tasting?
Yeah, that was fun.
That'd be my favorite.
That was really fun. Cake tasting. Just finally getting to do it after so many years.
Yeah, they've been together for 8 years. So, their anniversary is actually, like, what, 2 days before the wedding?
The 24th.
And that will be, is that your 8 year?
That's 8 year, okay. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they will be together 8 years when they get married.
Yeah.
It took him a long time to propose, but, hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yep, for sure.
Brett is one of those people that I could not stand him for, like, the longest time, and he knows that. And then he grew on me, and now he's, like, one of my favorite people, and
he's been around so long.
And he's, like, perfect for you. He really is. Yeah. And they just compliment each other so well, and they're going to
do so great together. I'm excited for the day to finally get here.
I'm excited, too. It'll be a lot of fun.
Starting to, like, you know, when you get engaged, and it's like, thanks, everybody, and then you start planning, but it still doesn't feel
real.
Yeah. And so, but now 2 days out, you know, and I'm two months out. And I'm starting to get a little more nervous. It's like each week I get a little more nervous. And I'm getting RSVPs back. So that is exciting. And finally getting to see who's planning on coming. So yeah, I don't know. I haven't gotten like full blown nervous wreck yet.
I don't remember if I was nervous or not. I mean, I'm sure I was, but I don't remember if I was. I just did a lot of stupid things the night before my wedding, like got a spray tan.
Oh my gosh, you look like Oompa Loompas.
We all went and got spray tans after the rehearsal dinner. And that was
like my first spray tan ever.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't look horrible, but we probably should have got them like two days before probably. But
at least.
Oh well.
Might have been a little splotchy, but...
So, are you guys doing a first look, or is he going to see you first when you walk down the aisle?
No, we are going to go ahead and do a first look.
Okay.
Just because I'm a ball bag, and so I want to have time, you know, to... I feel like it'd it'll be more intimate, and I just want that time, just me and him. We're going to be the only two. We can pray together. We can laugh it out, you know, talk about it and stuff. And I mean, that one day is the, it's about you two. But right. If I wait until, you know, the walk down the aisle, that's just less time that I get to spend with him on our day.
Right.
And so, no, we're going to go ahead and do it. And then I'll have time afterwards to fix my makeup and do all that so that it's fresh when I walk down the aisle. And then, I mean, it's not going to take away the walk down the aisle. I think that's, I'm still going to probably, I'm still going to cry.
Emotional, like, speaking from experience, like, Devin and I did a first look.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still very emotional because, like, all your guests are there. Everybody's, mm-hmm. like, smiling at you. You're with your dad.
Yeah.
And he's walking you down. And then, like, you see him and you're like, this is it. Like, yeah. We're about to get married, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely cried. I also cried because you were crying.
Yeah.
I remember looking at you and I was like, oh, here I go.
Yeah. But. So, everybody says it's going to take away. And I just don't believe that.
No, I don't
and
either.
And that's another thing. Some people have been like, don't do that. But that's just something that we decided. We're totally against it for, like, ever, for the longest time. Even after we got engaged and we were planning, and it wasn't until we did some research on it and was reading pros and cons, and literally thousands of people had tons of pros to it but no cons. Like, right. The people who did a first look never regretted not doing one.
Yeah.
However, the people who did not do a first look,
regret.
Almost every single one of them regretted it.
Yeah.
And I just hate to have the guest also
waiting.
Keep them waiting. And so that I'm going to try to.
That was my big reason.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to knock out all pictures before. So the only thing that we're going to have to do after the ceremony is pictures with family.
Yeah. That's what we did.
Yeah.
And we got, like, we ended up not getting all of the family pictures because it did get dark a little bit faster than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we did the best that we could, and we got a lot of pictures before. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things, like, and you'll have this too, like, whenever your wedding's over, like, you're going to look back and be like, I wish I would have done this, you know?
Yeah.
But it's never going to be perfect.
Right.
But that day, it'll feel perfect to you, you know?
Yeah.
Because there was definitely things that I wish I would have done differently, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, regardless, we're still married, and everybody always says how much fun our wedding was and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I think it'll be lots of fun.
And where are you honeymooning?
To Mexico. We are going down to, where are we going? Down by Playa del Carmen.
Is that
how you say that?
Yeah.
I think we're staying at the El Dorado Suites. It's just an adult-only, all-inclusive resort. So we for sure knew we wanted all-inclusive, but just didn't know where. So I hired a travel agent, and our first pick was Barbados. But once we got to researching and stuff, for money-wise,
mm-hmm.
You got the best bang for your buck at the resort we ended up picking. And so we have our own infinity pool.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm super excited. And it's not just like a basic room, you know? Like, we'll have...
Like the honeymoon suite.
Exactly. Yeah, I actually think that's what it's called. And we have a butler. And, like, we have all that stuff, but it didn't cost near as much as it would, you know, elsewhere. In the Virgin Islands and stuff. So, I don't know. We're fun.
Well,
and then,
plus, they're having a hurricane right now.
Exactly.
So
yeah, they are getting hit.
You didn't choose that.
Mm-hmm. St. Lucia, Barbados, all of those are getting hit. Even the Dominican Republic. Although, we did not want to go there because everybody's dying anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Brett wanted Mexico because, for some reason, I don't know why, his logic thinking, though, is that Mexico would be safer because it's connected to the U.S. And he said, and so we wouldn't have to fly over the ocean. And I showed him a map. And now he learned that you still have to fly over the ocean.
That's hilarious.
So.
Oh, Brett. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm ready for your big day.
Me too.
It's only 2 months away.
I know. It'll be here before we know it. Every weekend I have something going on, so it's going to fly by.
Yeah. Eek. It will, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be gorgeous. You're going to be gorgeous. You guys, thanks. I cannot wait for you to see her dress because it is, like, stunning.
Thanks.
So.
I'm excited about that.
Funny story about her dress. So we're picking it out. And there's two places, like, you can, they only allow two brides at a time. And so the, like, areas where the family sits, very close to each other. Like, you can hear basically every word that, each party is saying or whatever. So Tessa walks out in, well, I guess this girl had tried on the dress before, and she didn't really like it. And so Tessa's lady went and grabbed that dress from her and brought it to Tessa, and Tessa came out in it.
No, she had never worn it. The dress I ended up getting?
Yeah, it was in her dressing room, and that lady went and grabbed it because she didn't like it at first. And then she came and grabbed it and went back into your dressing room, and then you put it on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So Tessa tries it on, and it's like, even the other girl's, like, party was, like, mouths open, like, drop dead gorgeous.
They even and all said, wow.
Yeah, everybody's like, wow. And so, like, it made me cry. It made everybody kind of cry. And so anyways, the other girl comes out in a different dress that she still didn't like. And she looked at Tessa and she said, I want to try that one again. Because she liked how Tessa had it. Like, she liked the way it looked on her or whatever. And so it was so awkward because Tessa ended up having to try on a different dress just to get out of the one she was going to get. This girl tried it on, came out in the exact same dress, and, like, she fell in love with it, even though, I mean, this is so rude, but it really did not look as good on her as it did Tessa. But, I mean, if she loved it, whatever. So at the same time, they ended up purchasing the exact same wedding dress. But yes, that girl was going to, like, wear boots and stuff with it, and you're not wearing boots. So it'll be different.
And honestly, even though it was the same dress, it literally did not even look.
So different, yeah.
Did not look the same at all.
But it is a gorgeous dress, and I'm really excited for everybody to see the pictures of it.
Thanks.
And it looks so good on you, so I'm excited about that.
Thanks. I'm so excited. I'm pumped.
It's going to be
I won't get it back till October 5th, I think, is when I get it back. Yeah. Because it's in alterations.
Yeah. I'm excited. You're going to look great.
Thanks. I'm excited. I'm pumped.
But that's a wrap for the short episode here in Nashville. We are going to get dressed, get ready, go honky-tonk, go karaoke, go do all the fun things.
So excited about karaoke.
Thank you so much for podcasting with me today.
If you're still listening to us.
Yeah. Thank you, though. I really do appreciate it. And I'm very happy for you, and I love you.
Thanks. I love you.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Back whenever I'm with Cicely. We missed her for sure. But thanks, guys. Bye.